of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for this next hour, they're going to be the views of a woman I've been very close to for almost 40 years now, my wife, Barbara, and we're going to be talking about spices of all things. And basically, we've been using something called Old Bill spices for almost 20 years now, and really, they make cooking so much more fun, eating so much more fun. They're really something unique, and about a few months ago, I said, you know, most people have never even heard of these spices. They're not sold through regular channels at all. My wife and son actually learned about them going to some craft shows, and they actually got a chance to meet Old Bill, and they've been utilizing these spices in cooking, and they really do transform food. They make it taste ever so much better, but I'm going to let Barbara talk about it because she's the one, she prepares the food. I just sit down and eat it, but certainly it's amazing what spices can do, and they're not that expensive. That's something that we use and use regularly. Barbara, why don't you pick up the story on spices, Old Bill spices?
Oh, thank you. Well, we did start using this about upwards of 15 years ago when I go back, because they used to write a newsletter. His wife and daughter actually wrote a newsletter, and I went back and started looking at this, and I looked at the years, and I'm going, oh, my gosh. But we used to, my son and I, when he got out of the Navy, we used to go back, and we'd go up and look at the harvest festivals, and a lot of the people there have a lot of food items and things like this, and you have the chance to try them and talk to the people about what goes into their spices, and you get a chance to taste them and see what it's like. And these were absolutely delicious, and so we bought several of them, brought them home, and started using them. And it's been a really a fun time. And you know, as Stan says, I mean, started out here as, you know, kind of a fun thing, because he would say, oh, this is so good. And we'd say, thank Old Bill. Well, and Old Bill, I don't even know his last name, to be honest with you, but he founded Old Westport Spice, you know, many years ago, and he really has put together a tremendous number of spice blends that go together so well. And just add, you know, to your recipes that we really enjoy them so much.
Well, I certainly enjoy them. In fact, we had a chicken devon tonight made with this curry, and it just spices up the whole meal and really makes it so much more worthwhile. And certainly, I know Barbara puts this onto chicken, and she'll just cook chicken just with some of the spices on it, just cook it in a frying pan. And so basically, what are some of these spices that they have? Because I really don't know. All I do is sit down to the meal and enjoy them, but you're the one who works with the spices.
Well, we tried when you know, after I kept saying, you know, thank Old Bill so many times, you kept saying, you know, oh, we should put this on the offer these to the people. And so at that point, we thought, well, we use these spices in so many things, but what about if we just tried them on something that was very simple and see what it did? So I started out buying these thin sliced, chicken breasts.
Hold that thought for just a minute, Barbara. Okay. Right now, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Barbara will be with us for about 30 minutes, first half of the hour. The last half we'll probably do open lines, unless we got an awful lot of calls. But if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this evening at the first half hour is Barbara, my wife, and we're just talking about spices and really how much we've enjoyed them for 20 years, and I just got sort of the idea that it would certainly help us if people wanted to get them through us, and besides that, I think that there's something that's just delicious, and it really does make eating so much more pleasurable, and Barbara was saying that she just started out with chicken strips. Now, go ahead, Barbara. How could you pick those? How did you cook those before? And what do you do as far as using the spices now?
Well, all I do, actually, I found that the thin sliced chicken breast, and I just actually let them, you know, wash them off, dry them, you know, let them have a little moisture on them, and then just sprinkle the spice on them. And you can either do it in a little butter or a little light olive oil. And you've got your flavor right there. And there's a lot of the ones that we tried. We actually chose the ones that probably are the ones that we enjoyed the most. They have a few others.
Well, what are these? Why don't you just tell them?
Well, the first, actually, probably one of my favorite is the Italian spice blend, which was very good. I mean, you can make Italian sauce, you know, like a to go over spaghetti, like a spaghetti sauce. Or, you know, you just put it on the chicken, anything you want that has. If a recipe calls for Italian, you know, Italian spice, just put that in. Forget almost everything else that they have. And it will flavor your food just about the way you want it to. And the nice thing about them is that the recipes, and when you order anything from us at this point, we're starting out with a small bottle so you can try them. If people like them, we can start providing the larger ones as well. And the nice thing about them is that they last a long time. But you can use them as they recommend. And if you like your flavoring a little stronger, you can add a little bit more. And that's the nice thing about it, is that you've got the whole spice blend, and you can just use it to your taste. And that is one of the nicest things about it at all, that we have found.
And I think, of course, when you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, most of what you've been told about nutrition isn't right. And for years we were told, oh, don't use butter. It's got cholesterol in it. It's got to give you hardening of the arteries. Actually, it is the omega-6 oils that create all the problems. And the safflower and the cottonseed oil and the canola oil and all of these, and the peanut oil, all these oils, omega-6 oils, are really, of course, it would give you hardening of your arteries. But, of course, the coconut oil, olive oil, things like that, omega-3 oil, are great. In fact, we're increasingly using certainly mayonnaise made with olive oil, because, of course, this is healthy, and the other oils are disastrous for you. And this is one reason why we have so many people who do have so many multiple, health conditions, is because they're not eating right. Well, certainly, Italian, I know there's a curry, but there's a number of others that we're offering, I think, what, 6 or 7 anyway, and I know that they have a lot more that we're not offering now. We probably will down the line, depending upon if people really are interested in knowing more. I'm just going to mention our telephone number. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you're the cook in the family and you'd like to know more, why, here's the cook in our family, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Although my son David does actually pitch in and help. He really enjoys and, of course, uses the spices as well. But what are the other spices that we're carrying?
Well, the other one, other than the Italian spice blend, is we have the taco spice blend. And for people who are probably in the western area of the United States, will eat the tacos. And it's the thing, you can make it to your, whatever you feel, what you want. I mean, as spicy as you want, or mild. There, you can just start out. I mean, and the thing is about Old Bill, he starts out anything of the recipes that he uses, he starts out with the minimum. So if you want to add to it, you can, and just whatever you can go up to, and is the taste that you like. And almost everything is in there, and he even has salt in those, in some of them. So you don't even have to worry about adding that. Every once in a while, you might want to, but for us, most of the things we could just use it, and we just taste it and say a little bit more. And it works out really well. And you mentioned the curry, and unfortunately, it didn't go over so well. And we personally have a small supply of that. And so I'm working on him to try and get him to make some more of that, because it is absolutely phenomenal. But unfortunately, that is not something that he is producing at this point. I told him we'd buy anything he could make. But we also have the garlic shake was another one, and it's really great if you want to just do a stir fry, which is with some garlic. It has almost all of the flavors that you will need. Whatever vegetables you want to use the garlic and just put it in there. It's tremendous. I mean, we really like it. It's wonderful on garlic bread. If you anything you want to put just a little garlic flavor too. I mean, if you cook with it, that's a different story. But you could add just a little bit of this too, because it does add some of the flavor. And some of the other things is that in chili, if you like chili in any way, and the thing is, we also, if you order the information on this, we put in the all of the ingredients that he has given us on these spice blends, so you can see what they are. So if you're going down to a grocery store, you can go and you can read them too, because one of the things is that I have a son who is extremely allergic to anything that contains the glutamine. And that is absolutely, so we have tried all of these. He has absolutely no problem with any of them. And we consider safe. I mean, they talk about a hydrolyzed vegetable protein that can contain glutamate. Well, if it really does, I don't know, because he has no problem with this whatsoever.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, aren't you sending out a list of recipes with anybody that gets any of the spices or wants some of the spices?
Yes, we are. We've gone through several of the spice blends, and pulled out the more, simpler recipes, ones that probably people would use the most. And I'm willing, if anybody wants to call in and say, do you have any thoughts on, what to use this for or use it in, I'd be more than happy to respond to them. Because I really do believe in these spice blends. One of them that I enjoy absolutely the best is the beef sauce, and have passed this on to many people. And if you like, if you're making gravy, because if you go down to the store and you try to buy beef broth, so many of them now contain any of the MSG, which is, not good for you. And we have tried this. It makes the absolute best gravy I think I have ever tasted. And because we like the flavor, we sometimes add a little bit more. We like our thicker, and so we will put a little bit of cornstarch in it and in some water in some, so it make it a little bit thicker, because if you put too much of the flavoring in, it does get a little strong. But it is absolutely delicious. And one of our people who works for us, we actually got for him some of the barbecue steak dry rub, and he said it was absolutely so good. So we said, okay, we'll offer that as well. He loves it. I honestly can't say we have tried it, because we use a lot of, my son likes to put it into, I can't think of the word right now. I'm just going, okay, I'm getting old. But other flavorings, and maybe we should try this as well ourselves. But and the other one we have is the Cajun, which is, if you've ever been to New Orleans, you love the flavors that they have down there.
Cajun, you're talking about. Cajun flavor, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that is, the Cajun, spices are, the Cajun foods, you find them in New Orleans, and the food down there is absolutely incredible. And also, it says here, Bill's, even in the ingredients, he says a special blend of spices, and he does not give them all, because obviously, he doesn't want everybody to go and be able to, duplicate what he has, because they are so good. I mean, I honestly can't recommend them too highly. We enjoy them so much.
All right, so basically now we have the garlic, and we have the Cajun, and we have certainly the one that you put, the one that you put in the Cajun, pardon me, in the chicken that we had tonight. What was that?
That one is the curry.
That's the curry.
Yeah, and unfortunately we can't carry that, because old Bill said it did not, didn't sell that well. So I'm working on them. I'm doing everything I can. I say, look, we'll buy anything you can make, whatever it will take, because we have a few of our own that we bought, but he stopped making it because it didn't sell that well. A lot of people didn't like it. I just didn't use the curry, but I've never used so much curry in my life as until I started using his spice blend.
Well, maybe if we get some people actually trying to use his spices, we get enough orders for the curry, then he'll start making it again.
We can try. That's all I can say.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 1-464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Jay calling from SoCal. Jay, do you have a question or comment?
Oh, yes, sir. All those things. I work at the Fish Lady, and you know where that is?
Sure.
Yeah.
If you get a hold of her, she's always buying spices from, different kinds of people, and she has the Cajun food here. So if you could call her, talk to Sharon. I'm sure like she might be interested in your stuff, and that's pretty close.
So okay, fine. Or you might even mention to her where you know how to get in touch with us, and we'd love to talk to her. Anyway, it's a unique taste. Okay, I appreciate so much your mentioning that, Jay. Anything else?
No, just like
hold that thought.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Okay.
Well,
this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we had a call from Sandy, still on the line from Yakima, Washington. She wanted to know how big the bottles were. And I think they're 4.5 to 6 ounces, and I think they $7 a bottle. They're not that expensive. Of course, we can get them much larger, and we're usually going to get those because we think that we're going to be in for some difficult times. And basically, if you have something to eat, at least you'd like it to taste halfway nice. But right now, you want to start out with the small bottles, find out what you think you would like. So anything else you'd like to ask, Sandy?
Yes, I was wondering, do you have a catalog?
Yes, we do. We have a list of all of the spices that contains the ingredients that are in them. So that, you know, if you're going to the grocery store like I do and have to read everything because of my son's allergies. And that was, you know, that was one of the reasons that, you know, we went, as I say, we tried these, and because of his allergies, and we have tried every one of them. And as I said, he is extreme. I mean, I'll be really truthful. If he gets anything with, like, monosodium glutamate in it or anything that has glutamate or autolyzed yeast or anything like that, I mean, he's got, like, about 10 minutes to live.
Wow.
So we're talking about, you know, if you're really dealing with people who have allergies, you know, you don't want to buy a lot of these things. And there's a lot of things in the store you don't want to buy. But we have had a chance to talk to them when they were at the harvest festivals and find out what they had in their products, and essentially they're all very good, and we've never had any problem with them.
They don't have the MSG and the other things in it, taste enhancers, and that's the big thing. And so we've used them for 20 years, and certainly our son has never had a reaction to them, and that's very gratifying. So we feel very comfortable offering them.
We have, if you want a catalog, you know, probably be the best thing would call our answering service and just tell them you'd like us to spice, you know, information, and we send you out a listing of it, and there's the letter that I wrote regarding it. But there's, you know, as you start trying them, and if we get people that really like them, and we can order them in larger quantities, too.
Okay.
There's no problem. It's just that we didn't want to go somebody buying a large, you know, jar of something that they really may not like, but I don't think that there'd be a chance like that, because everything I have ever tried this in, we have all kinds of recipe books from them, and I've tried a couple of them, but you know, what I do is I take my other just recipes, and I'll say, okay, it's Italian, okay, I'm just going to go to the Italian spice, you know, and try it, and I just mix all the things in together. And you start out with a small amount, and then you can just add to it until you get the flavor that you really want.
Because if I wanted to buy just a couple of bottles of spices, which would you recommend, you know, that I just start out with?
Oh, boy. What kind of things do you like, Sam?
I cook chicken and turkey.
Okay. Chicken
and vegetables.
Vegetables. Okay. If you like doing a stir fry, the garlic shake is great.
I do.
The garlic is really good. I have used that and just put in all kinds of, and I just either cook it in the olive oil or butter, and then just sprinkle the garlic shake, either put it, a little bit of the garlic shake in it and stir it up and then taste it and then add as you if you like a little bit more. The Italian is also excellent. If you like a spaghetti sauce that you want to make, it is, just tomatoes and the Italian spice will make you the best spaghetti sauce you've ever tasted.
What about the Cajun? Do you use much of the Cajun?
We use the Cajun, not as much as usual, because I have to, you know, go buy the sausage and all of the other things. But we have put it on the chicken, and it is really delicious.
Okay, that's good to know.
And I think just depending on what you use, you know, you don't have to, you know, just start out with a small amount. If you like it stronger, you can just add more to it. And that's the nice part about it, because it's all there in one blend. You don't have to, you know, to do this. But those are my favorite. Some of my favorites. I mean, if you like enchiladas, make an enchilada sauce with we have to use the soups. We have to use the healthy request because it doesn't have MSG in it. But use the chicken soup and put some of the enchilada seasoning and thin it out to what you want and use it. And you've got the best enchilada sauce you will ever take.
Our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question for Barbara? I cannot answer any questions about this. All I do is sit at the table. But I will tell you, we've enjoyed this for almost 20 years. Anything else, Sandy, before we let you go?
No, that's very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. And you can just call in. We'll send you a catalog, and you can decide what you want to do. You're more than welcome. Thanks for calling. We'll be back.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Sandy.
Bye. Bye, Dr. Stan.
We'll be back in just a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and certainly Barbara's been talking about spices. Barbara, is there anything else you wanted to talk about or anything to say?
Not unless anybody really, you know, has any questions at all. When we send these the catalogs out, there's a letter that I've put together. There's an order form and a listing of, you know, all of the items as well. And the people can look at and see. And as I said, one of my favorites is the beef sauce because it makes the absolute best gravy that we've ever had. And it explains, too, in the letter, just, you know, how it works the best because, it, you know, you just if you add too much, they put a little cornstarch and will thicken it. So if you have to add, you know, if you sometimes you add too much, it gets a little stronger. So I just add some water and some extra cornstarch, but it's absolutely delicious.
Okay, would anybody like to actually call and get the – My telephone number then would be 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Barbara will be with us, I think, one of the afternoon programs this coming week, one of the morning programs. We just want to introduce this idea. It's a little strange. I don't know anybody else who's selling spices on their talk radio program, but we thought we'd just give it a try and see if people would enjoy them as much as we do. God bless, Barbie, and I'll see you a little bit later when we get done with the program.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, that was my wife, Barbara, and this is the time that we're going to do open lines, and we can talk about whatever you would like to talk about. If you'd like to talk about guns, certainly the effort, obviously, a coordinated effort to take away our guns. And basically, of course, we have to go back and look at what happened at Sandy Hook. Have we been told the truth? Well, we know that certainly the initial reports, the police reports, people made recordings of the police reports, and there were talk of two or three other shooters there, and that has totally been blacked out. But, of course, there's something terribly wrong with this whole story. Supposedly, this young man, and, of course, he has Asperger's disease, and he has autism, and he's taking all sorts of psychotropic drugs, or maybe he's not taking psychotropic drugs, and of course, he's a loner, and you've seen this one picture they use of him over and over again, where his eyes are sort of bugging out, and looks like as crazy as he can be, and yet you see all sorts of other pictures. But when you see that picture of him with his eyes staring wide, they are trying to create a picture in your mind of a deranged young man. Remember the media, the pictures, everything you see on radio and, pardon me, on television, the pictures you see in the magazines and newspapers, they are creating an image in your mind. They're manipulating your mind. And you're supposed to think this young man is crazy. Well, the thing that we know, one thing, there were all sorts of videotapes that were taken in the building that day, and they refused to release those videotapes. This would tell us if there were other shooters there, so why won't they release the tapes? Well, for the same reason, they won't release most of the tapes that were shot at the Twin Towers, because that, of course, was a controlled demolition, and Building 7 was a controlled demolition, and there were video cameras all throughout those buildings, every floor. And certainly, if there was a legitimate collapse of any sort, why, the cameras would have survived. They would not have survived, however, if there were explosions there. And, of course, if you look at the debris that came out of the Twin Towers, why, it was all dust. They vaporized the desks. They vaporized the chairs. They vaporized the rugs. They vaporized most of the electronic equipment that was there, the computers. I think there was maybe one or two telephones that survived the explosion of the Twin Towers, but certainly the films, the video cameras should have been there. Some of the films should have been available. We've never seen any of that. We've seen very, very little video footage. We know that they're still suppressing the video footage that was shot at the Oklahoma City bombing, and I just got something from certainly Jesse Tretidome, whose brother was killed by government agents when he was in prison. They thought he was an associate of Timothy McVeigh, and they beat him to death. They beat him to death, and of course the people who guilty of that murder have never been convicted. Actually, Jesse Tretidome is a lawyer. His brother, of course, was the one who was beaten to death, and he's taken this court case as purpose for what he's doing, and actually he's taken the government to court. And over $1 million judgment was levied against the government. Of course, they've never paid it because they're above the law. But if you ever go into Jesse Tretidome's website, you'll find fascinating things. But, of course, there's no question at all that Jesse Tretidome has been trying to get those tapes from the Oklahoma City bombing. And, of course, they are being totally suppressed. All this time, the Oklahoma City bombing was on the 19th of April, 1995, 17 years later. They're still suppressing it. And I believe, of course, what happened at Sandy Hook was certainly being used today to justify taking away our weapons. And why shouldn't we let them take away the weapons? Well, one reason is, who's going to defend America? If our military should collapse, if we had an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack, either from an enemy, or certainly you can get a solar flares, would do the same thing, would take down our grid. The military has no good preparations in case this should happen, and we would see a total collapse of our military. I just finished reading a book, and we'll be offering it. It's called A Nation Forsaken. It's written by one of the former senior policy advisors to the Assistant Secretary of Defense. His name is Michael Maloff. We've interviewed him a couple of nights ago, and we'll be interviewing him again here in about a week and a half, 2 weeks. But we'll be carrying his book because he tells you the military is not prepared for an EMP attack. But if we did have a collapse of our military, who would defend America? America certainly would be defended by its citizens and simply a handful of Taliban, 50 members of the Taliban, or Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda. We have over 500,000 people there, considering all the Pakistan soldiers and certainly the Afghan soldiers, I should say, and the NATO and the contractors and our own troops. Over 500,000, and there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda there. 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Well, I'll tell you what, if our country needed defense and our people were armed, no one would ever dare come in here. Well, let's go. We've got a couple of callers right now. But we need those weapons to defend ourselves from a foreign invader, from the establishment which controls our government, which has killed so many of our people. They sent 58,000 Americans aboard to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Vietnam, and they would not allow them to win the war. How could we have won the war? Well, I was personally told by both William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Laos at the time, and Lewis Walt, the four-star Marine general, we could have won the war in 6 weeks. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam. It was a phony war, ladies and gentlemen. They killed 58,000 Americans because they needed a diversion so they could bring in the Great Society. And if you doubt that, you need to read Foreign Affairs Magazine, January 1967, lead article by McGeorge Bundy, head of the National Security Council, member of Skull and Bones, Luciferian, member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And, of course, he tells you it was all a diversion. It was all he doesn't say that. But if you read the article, the last two pages, the article's entitled The End of Either Or. 58,000 Americans died for nothing. Do you think that they'd hesitate to kill 20 children so they could get the guns away from the American people? We're dealing with evil. Let's go to Carl calling from Washington. Hi, Carl. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Great. Say, I was wondering if you saw the interview between Alex Jones and Piers Morgan the other night on CNN.
Yes, I did. What did you think of it?
Well, you know, I had mixed feelings on it. I think Alex got in a lot of information in a short time, but, you know, the way that in which it was delivered, he's being painted as a total extremist, and, you know, everybody who goes to his website now is being painted as an extremist. And so, you know, they were going to do that regardless of how he presented himself, but I think he probably could have handled himself a little bit better and refrained from, you know, mocking Piers's accent and calling him names. But I thought it was pretty amazing that he actually got to get on the show. What did you think?
Well, I agree with what you say. I mean, I love Alex, and I think he does a great job, and I think we're indebted to him. But basically, of course, they were going to get him there and embarrass him. And he said they didn't give him a chance to. Yes, if it'd been me, I would have been a little bit more diplomatic. But he got a lot of information out. And said Alex is completely different than anybody else I know. I mean, I couldn't go on there and do that sort of thing. I mean, I think it served a very useful purpose. And I will tell you that Piers Morgan, Chris, got so frustrated, he had to change the subject. I don't know if you remember, but at the end of the second session, he actually wanted to talk about the 9/11 attack. He didn't even want to get back to guns because he'd been totally shot down. And I think Alex got a great deal of information out. Yes, I wish it had been handled maybe a little more diplomatically, but I certainly would give him at least an A-minus on that performance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He threw that 9/11 thing out there because he knows that so many people equate that with this conspiracy theorist term that they throw around.
Yeah, but the thing is, about half our people know that this was fraudulent, those were controlled demolitions. And certainly, I will tell you a few things about Alex Jones. Alex is not in this for any personal aggrandizement. He has no ego problem. He's risking his life in what he's doing. He's making probably of $1 million a year off of Dr. Wallach's products, which he sells, and he's putting that all back into his ministry. He's not putting money aside for himself. He's a dedicated patriot. I wish we had 100 or 1,000 Alex Joneses.
Okay? That's right. Why do you think they let him on the show?
I think that they thought they were going to totally destroy him, and they were going to play the games that they played with Larry Pratt. And I said, but Larry Pratt could not do what Alex did. He couldn't just keep right on talking. And Alex wasn't going to let Piers Morgan get in any pot shots at him. And of course, I wish that Alex had put more emphasis into the fact that Piers Morgan is a fugitive from England. Piers Morgan can't go back. The police are looking for him. They want to question him about some cell phone hacking that he was involved with. They want to question him. He had to leave. He had to flee to America. I wish Alex had spent more time on that, but I wouldn't be critical at all. I think he did a great job. Maybe I would have handled it a little differently, but I mean, certainly I think we owe him a great debt of gratitude. I wish we had a lot more patriots like Alex Jones.
You're right. I appreciate him. I go to his website every day.
I do as well. God bless. Thanks so very much for calling. And let's go to our next caller, who's Ed from SoCal. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And hi, Ed. How are we doing?
Oh, good, man. Bless you and your family. Dr. Sam, could you explain? I heard something ghastly last week from my chiropractor. Could you explain in layman's term, I'll take the answer on the air, about women and the birth control pill and the ghastly diseases that they get down the road from taking the birth control pill?
Well, I'm not pretty an expert on that. You know, I was an orthopedic surgeon, but as far as the long-term results of the birth control pill, I don't know, but I suspect that it may predispose them to cancer of the breast. I'm not certain, but we do know that today, Sydney, 100 years ago, 80 years ago, why one person in every 80 got cancer. Today it's one of two men and one of three women, and there's so many things that women take today that predispose them to cancer of the breast, whether it be the bisphenol that lines all of the cans. Every can you get today almost has bisphenol, and it's an estrogenic substance, and that, of course, gives them problems. Certainly the aspartame, which is in 14,000 products, predisposes them to cancer of women, and certainly primarily cancer of the breast. GMO foods do the same thing. They know what they're doing. We could talk about certainly the aluminum they are spraying in the air, or putting it in the vaccine shots, the mercury they put into the fillings, and certainly the mercury that we get with our vaccines, and the mercury that's actually in the light bulbs now. They've outlawed incandescent light bulbs. We have to have fluorescent light bulbs, all of which contain serious amounts of mercury, and if one of them breaks, you should evacuate your house immediately. That's how dangerous this is. But all of these predispose to cancer, and I suspect that birth control pills do as well. But I really have not looked into that. That's about all I can say. I like the unidentifiable source who declined to be quoted. The unidentifiable source who declined to be quoted but said off the record that he had no comment.
He also mentioned it was due to them not being able to go through their natural cycles, and it ruins that just that natural cycle of we females, hence the breast cancer stuff.
He may very well be right, and certainly birth control pills, God did not intend this, and I believe we know that certainly women's health is so much worse now than it was before we started the birth control pills, and there may very well be something out there. Maybe you could do some research on that. Go up on the internet, look it up, and give us a call and let us know. I think it sounds very logical, but I just don't know. Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we've got Chuck calling from Michigan. Hi, Chuck. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Stan. Wondering one thing was what happened with that court case up in Sacramento about Rocco's birth certificate.
Oh, you're talking about certainly Orly Taze, Dr. Orly Taze. And I don't know what happened. Certainly she hasn't said anything. I know she has a big case coming up very soon. And it may be certainly, but I'll tell you what, I will call her and find out, okay?
Okay,
there
and then...
There are listeners out there who don't know. Dr. Orly Taze is a refugee from the communist regime. She values freedom. She came here. She got a law degree. She got a dental degree. She's a practicing dentist, and she's invested almost all of her, everything she makes, in a series of lawsuits against Barack Obama, pointing out that he is not a legitimate American citizen. He's using a fraudulent Social Security card. He's using a fraudulent draft card, and he's using a fraudulent long-term birth certificate. He is not eligible to be president, and certainly most of the judges that she's filed the cases with are frankly afraid to come up and question. They'll come up with some reason not to allow this to be heard in court, but she has found a judge who apparently was at least allowing her to present her case. So we're just going to have to find out, Chuck. But I think she's a very, very courageous woman, and I think we should keep her in our prayers as well. Anything else?
It just shows how stupid our government is. They think that they're going to get our guns. We'll never give up our guns. They better take some other route. That ain't going to work.
Well, I think that there are a lot of people out there who would knuckle under, basically. I wish that we could say that the American people had the courage. At one time, they did. But most of them is just they like the good life so much that an awful lot of them go along. They know we have the corruption. They know how corrupt Obama is. I'm sure many of them even know that the last election was rigged, as so many of our elections are rigged today. But are they willing to take a stand? Are they willing to put their life on the line? Well, I think if you're not willing to die something for something, you don't have anything really to live for.
We'll
be back in just a moment.
You already know that calcium is important.
Chuck, go right ahead.
But did you know?
Yeah, we got a governor here, Governor Snyder in Michigan. This guy comes in here, and
that's a fact.
He's just passing laws, whatever pleases him, as he goes. City managers and taking over cities.
Haven't you ever wondered?
Today he signed a new one where you're a teenager, you got a driver's license.
I'm Pat Sullivan.
You cannot have a phone, or you're not supposed to have a phone in the car while you're driving.
You see,
they're gonna
magnesium
give you a
helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps
the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Talk on the
Call
phone when you're driving, but you guys can't.
It's a form of and we'll explain why Gypsol Magnesium, sustained release technology, is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. You mentioned this radio ad, and you see
probably, I don't know,
352-5050.
Jigsaw Magnesium.com. What is happening to the digital system in the United States? Well, it's just a way to pull them over, Doc, to where we got an excuse to pull anybody over now because I just thought it was a teenager and it looked like they had a phone in there. That's all that. Anyway, I'm constrained by our Constitution.
So
now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com.
You know, just everybody hang in there and do the right thing, and hopefully the Lord will intervene and we'll get a little
lawlessness and more important. You can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice.
I don't know whether he's going to be
very happy. JudicialReformNow.com.
I remember that song, that sign I saw in the back of some years ago. It said, "The Lord is coming soon." And
most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. Many men use a herbal product called prostate support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of
men. You're good at hitting the nail on the head. Keep doing it.
It leaves your urinary tract symptoms.
Okay, fine. That was
short. Like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800 844-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And you can, if you want to do it, if you had a product to advertise with us, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best tapes or CDs of the month, if you'd like, and our newsletter, or a newsletter, or certainly if you'd like to donate to us, anything you can do, if you're in a position to help, please do. And if you're not, and I know a lot of people are not, and I understand, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because I do believe this is a spiritual battle. And the one reason we're still on the air after almost 20 years, I think we got started in December of 1993. So that's just 19 years and 1 month or so. We've been on the air here. Well, but the reason I think we're here is because God's keeping us here. We do have a lot of people out there praying for us. So if you can join those, we'll appreciate your prayers. Then, of course, we want to mention my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you're in a position to buy a case of those, it's a wonderful way to reach other people. Now, we're almost a quarter of our way towards so we can get the book reprinted. Certainly, what we need is people to buy a case of the books, and they can give them away, they can sell them, they can do whatever they want to. It's going to cost you $2.40 a book. A book for ordinarily sells for $12.95. But here gives you something, if you can get people to read this, it will change their perspective. It's simple to read, they can read it in a few hours, but it will introduce them to a whole different world. And as I've commented many times, I know a number of key people within the conservative movement who've told me the impact that this book has had on their lives. So you can get a copy of the book by calling 1-800-544-8927. Then I hope maybe you'll go along and get one of your friends or a couple of your friends and buy a case together, distribute them in your community, and you can begin to have an impact on people's lives as they begin to understand that we're not involved in a political battle. We're not involved in a culturalist or ideological battle. We're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, cultural, and ideological battlefield. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, you really need, of course, to see my talk on population control, the COVID agenda, to understand what's really going on today. You need to hear my talk on and these are on DVDs, incidentally, my talk on Agenda 21, the covert agenda, the covert plan, Agenda 21, the covert plan. We have an excellent, a DVD by Roslyn Peterson on geoengineering. And ladies and gentlemen, they're spraying the air, and they're contaminating our food and our water. In fact, they've actually, what they're doing is using aluminum, and they've actually gone up into the seven, I think somebody went out to five base oceans all over the world on a two-year period. They found out that the level of aluminum in the blubber of whales had gone up 2,000%. We're poisoning the whales, we're poisoning the fish, we're poisoning the soil, we're poisoning the animals. They know exactly what they're doing, and the average American has no idea. That's Roslyn Peterson, her DVD, Geoengineering. And if you go to her website, and you can look that up on the internet, Roslyn Peterson, she, on one of those websites, she has 40,000 government and scientific papers on the geoengineering programs being used throughout the world today, and you will never see this mentioned by the controlled media, because the media is controlled. And of course, if Pierce Morgan were to tell the truth, or weren't to give a bad time to people who want to save America, why, of course, he wouldn't have a job. In fact, if you work for the media and you tell the truth, one time I actually was on a program, this was 30 years ago, with probably the most popular talk show host in San Francisco, who off-air told me, you know, Stan, if I told the truth, if I said what I really believed, they'd fire me tomorrow. He went right back on the air. And he said, if anybody told me what to say on this radio program, I'd quit tomorrow. And he looked over at me and grinned and winked. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is our good friend Bill Sardi, who is a health journalist and investigative reporter. He's a man of many talents, but he actually has a product that he's been working on for a number of years. And actually, I've taken this product. It's called Lonzevenix. I've taken it for, well, ever since it first came out about 8 years ago. And I think I'm a pretty good advertisement for it. I see a lot of my friends out there. Well, they're no longer with us, but fellows who practice medicine with me, but we're still going strong. Hi, Bill. How are we doing tonight?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. I'm reading from the Aramaic Bible. It's Jesus speaking, said, "Timeless truth, I tell you, whoever believes in me, those works which I have done, he will do also, and he will do greater works than these." And with that scripture verse, I'm talking tonight about stem cell regeneration. For your audience, stem cells are those cells that God gave us that are unspecialized, and they're ready to be made into a brain cell, a heart cell, a nerve cell, a muscle cell. And they're how our body regenerates itself when it's damaged. And, of course, we've been living under the cloud of first the false impression that we could only get stem cells from human embryos. And then later, due to a research breakthrough in Japan, the idea was that maybe we could harvest stem cells from a person's own body and that we could do that from the skin. And later on, and more recently now, we can get stem cells from someone's own red blood cell. And so the idea now is to take and harvest cells from someone and then grow them in a dish and then re-inject them back into the same person. And that we could take tissues and cells that are and organs that are damaged from the brain, like strokes or heart attacks, where the heart is fibrotic, that is, has it's all scarred, and replace those damaged tissues. And of course, it's critically important to do it, for instance, in the brain and the heart and the eyes, parts of the nervous system, circulatory system, because those are areas that don't regenerate very fast. And every 6 weeks, I get a new layer of skin, and so that's fast regeneration. And the lining in my digestive tract, it also is regenerative very fast. And that's where we see, by the way, fast-growing tumors. Whereas the heart, most of the cells that we have in the heart are the same ones that we were born with, and the same in the brain. If we were to have a lot of new cells in the brain, we would erase our memory, wouldn't we? So we don't see cancer in the heart because we don't get new cells there. Very, very few cells are turned over into new cells. So they're very durable, very strong, and of course, this is why we can't get fast repair in the brain. But there are some people that slip into a coma for whatever reason, and they take care of these people for 10 years in a bed, just make sure they don't get bed sores, try to feed them, and they wake up 10 years later because they've had 10 whole years for the brain now to finally start regenerating enough cells that you come out of the coma. So this is the idea that these are very slow to repair tissues in the brain, the eyes, the heart. And so they're critically important. Well, now there's a new stem cell breakthrough, and it won't require any of this. And it's something that would be affordable and available to everybody today. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight.
And ladies and gentlemen, of course, there's exciting things that are happening. Unfortunately, there are organizations, many of the pharmaceutical organizations, if you had one pill that could cure every disease, they would do everything they could to suppress it. Why? Well, because they'd all be out of business if there was some very simple approach to so many of the diseases we face today. Bill, you go right ahead and pick up the story.
Well, of course, like modern medicine does, it invents the things that are high-priced and sometimes impractical, and that's the problem today. Stem cells, there was a headline about a year ago, and it was talking about a couple of people who had stem cells injected, and they got the vision back in their eyes. They didn't tell you that those people aren't seeing again today because the stem cells simply didn't survive. And so it's very promising, and it has a lot of hope, but what happens is they're having to use these anti-rejection drugs, these immune-suppressive drugs, to make it last, and it makes for problems, and they just can't quite seem to make all this happen. Well, what I'm announcing for your audience tonight is something I am commercially involved in, but it has a higher calling, and for the greater good, a bigger story than just anybody's commercial interest, and that is the discovery by Stuart Richer, PhD, who happens to be director of the Ocular Preventive Medicine Eye Clinic at the North Chicago Veterans Health Center in North Chicago. And what Dr. Richer has discovered is that by using certain small molecules, he is able to trigger stem cells that are endogenous, that is, that are internally produced in your own body. God gave you a self-reparative, self-regenerative body. And the problem has always been there is a pool of stem cells already in your body, but they don't seem to survive the chaos of inflammation, infection, and, of course, the free radical damage, what we call oxidation. And because of that, our tissues don't heal and regenerate on their own as well as they should. Well, Dr. Richer has uncovered a way to do this so that stem cells, and he's demonstrating this in live humans who already are regaining their ability to see, regaining their ability of their heart to pump stronger, and so on. And Dr. Richer, writing a chapter in a new book, it's a science book for clinicians, not for the public, Advancing Medicine with Food and Nutrients. And Dr. Richer shows at the back of the chapter, the first chapter in this new book, that stem cells are regenerating the back of the eye. They were naturally there. God appointed them, put the pool of them there. And
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bill is simply talking about a revelation. Dr. Richer has worked for the Veterans Administration, and of course he has the opportunity to do studies. He's written a chapter in a book, really for scientists, talking certainly about one of the most exciting things. Now, basically, we can't see what goes on in the body. Basically, if you want, of course, to do a study on certainly whether this drug or that drug would work, certainly. Why, of course, it costs you $400 or $500 million to come up with some of these extensive studies that they show, and they may show a 1%, a 2% improvement in longevity, as they do certainly with things like Lipitor, and you really look and see what Lipitor does. Why, it gives you very, very little actual improvement in longevity, but of course, it's a 27, 37 $1 billion-a-year business with Lipitor, but we can't see what's going on. All we can do is certainly look at the studies they've come up with. But of course, this Dr. Richer can look in the eye. He's an ophthalmologist, and he can actually see what's going on in the body on the back of the eye. And of course, many people, of course, are developing blindness back there. And what can you do? They're developing blindness. Certainly, it's a terrible, terrible thing. Bill, you pick up the story. What does Dr. Richer find as he looks into the eye and as he treats these patients who are, certainly many of them are blind or almost legally blind?
What we're seeing is, and what Dr. Richer points out in pictures that he has, of course, sharing these digital images, is that cells that don't normally regenerate, that actually just die off and disappear, are regenerating. From what? Obviously, it's got to be from stem cells. And there are tissues there and so on that are regenerating in an unexpected, unprecedented manner. Now, it was in June of last year that a published report said the recruiting of internally derived stem cells for repair and regeneration, the state of that science isn't there yet, meaning it's not ready for delivery to patients. A report said the identification of appropriate molecules to promote the survival of internally produced stem cells is just not there yet, but we're getting close. And then the researcher said if we could somehow recruit internal stem cells, then perhaps we could enhance tissue repair and regeneration. They said that it's going to be a long way away. Dr. Richer is demonstrating this within 6 months of that publication of that paper. And of course, as I say, we believe that we needed embryonic stem cells at one time, then we maybe could glean them from, harvest them from ourselves. And now we're realizing that certain small molecules, if we take them and put them in a pill, and we take those small molecules, they will create an environment in the heart, the eyes, all over the body, and allow endogenous internal stem cells to survive. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about is a great day for the maimed, a great day for the near blind, a great day for the disabled, but not a great day for Wall Street, because a multi-billion-dollar stem cell industry is, of course, trying and looming, trying to develop, of course, their in way of injecting stem cells back into the body. And of course, we have a healthcare system that's broke. Medicare is $60 trillion undersubscribed. We simply have no room for any more high technology medicine. And yet that is exactly what it's trying to promote. And of course, the stem cell industry, I mean, they're creating offshore stem cell clinics, so you can just get on a boat and go to the Bahamas, for instance, and have this done. They're trying to work. There's a whole stock page you can go to, all the various companies developing stem cell technology. All of this promoted on Wall Street, Wall Street Journal, and all the various publications. And all of this is not even practical. People have put their money into all this. I have some literature here from some of the companies involved in this, making all the false promises of the stem cell industry. Here's one. It says miracle stem cell cure could allow 10 million blind to see again. Well, they're talking about the injected one. It's never been demonstrated yet, and here we are, Dr. Richard just doing it by taking a small nutraceutical pill that would allow your body to, of course, regenerate its own tissue. And this is exactly what we're seeing. Dr. Richer has taken a terrible eye disease, wet macular degeneration, where new blood vessels invade the back of the eye. And he's given a pill that I have helped formulate. That pill is called Longevinex. And it uses molecules from red wine, grapes, and other small molecules, botanical sources. And it's been able to create this stem cell regeneration. And it does it all over the body simultaneously. I should say the state of California distributed $45 million in a research grant to 20 universities and nonprofit labs for stem cell research. The financial industry defines stem cell infusion as a great opportunity for investment. And, of course, it's all going by the wayside because it's not very practical or affordable. And here's Dr. Richard doing it with an off-the-shelf pill. And, of course, he's going to throw rain on the stem cell industry, on their party. And, of course, this is a tremendous moment for everyone who's walking around with a half-damaged heart, with brains that don't work perfectly and have been damaged. All of this, of course, for pennies on the dollar. And, of course, we can move ahead and acquire this kind of technology off the shelf. It's ready for us to use. And, of course, some of the dramatic and striking reports that we've received in recent time over this, and we were fortunate to have a CBS television reporter, George Knapp, who carried the story of Joyce Brown, Dr. Joyce Brown. She's a naturopathic doctor, and she had 17 injections of conventional medicine into the back of her eyes. They didn't work. She was going blind. They used this Longevinex pill. We rushed it to her when she found out about it, and, of course, she was able to regain her sight and, of course, to actually regain a driver's license. And, of course, one of the interesting things about that story was that her husband, 80-year-old Ron Runnels, was taking the Longevinex capsule in order to encourage his wife, of course, just to take them every morning. So he would do this and then tell his wife not to forget to take them every morning with no expectation of anything for himself. A few weeks later, he went to his internal medicine doctor, and the doctor did a little blood test and said, you know, you're no longer diabetic. Your hemoglobin A1C test shows that you're no longer in the diabetic range. A couple of weeks later, he had an appointment to see his cardiologist. The doctor put the stethoscope around his chest and said, you know, your atrial fibrillation has disappeared. You no longer have that problem. You don't need to take the drugs anymore. They put you on blood thinners when you have that problem. At about 6 weeks later, he went to see his eye doctor. These are all, as you get older, you see all the doctors and specialists. And the doctor was a little befuddled because he had had an eye injury 22 years earlier. They could not correct the vision in that eye. It was always bad. And it just by itself, from taking the Longevinex capsule every day, the vision returned to normal 20/20. So here were three systems in this man's body: the metabolic system, and of course the visual system, and the heart pumping system, the circulatory system, all regenerating on its own and repairing with one pill. Now, I don't know how many pills you have to take to try to make something well from conventional medicine, but here it was happening for Ron Runnels, a man who lives in Mesquite, Nevada, and with his wife, Joyce Brown. Both of them have dramatically recovered from impossible conditions that before no one had any hope for, that they would have, his wife would have gone blind, and of course he would have continued with this fluttering heart and all the other conditions that he had. And I'm going to tell you an interesting story that came to our attention, and it's a lady named Lisa Berg, and she's an artist in Oregon, and she tells us that she heard about the Longevinex capsule on the radio. We happen to be doing a broadcast on Coast to Coast Radio. It's a late-night program. And she wrote in, she said, I heard about the Longevinex capsule, and I just thought it was the right thing for me. I'm 60 years old, but I've been a severe dyslexic individual all my life. Now, dyslexia, the dyslexics are those folks that never get right and left correct. You know, they everything's backwards, they can write backwards, and so on. Well, for 60 years, she could never quite figure that out. In fact, she would tell me, as she would climb stairs, she would use you know, the first step is your left foot, then the right foot is the second stair, and the left, as she would get about four stairs up, she couldn't think of which was the next foot to use. So it was very confusing for her throughout life. She had very, very severe condition like this. Well, she heard about Longevinix. She took the pill for about 5 days. Her dyslexia vanished. Her physical agility improved. These are all her own words. Her energy level improved. She said she had an incredible improvement in anxiety. The anxiety that she lived with brought up all of her life disappeared. And, of course, she said that she was waited another 5 days and reported that she's no longer dyslexic. Ladies and gentlemen, to fix dyslexia like that, you had to reprogram the brain.
And, of course, this is the amazing thing about Longevinix. Of course, the studies have shown that it actually reprograms the genetic structure. And we'll be back in just a moment with Bill Sardi. Bill, you go right ahead.
Well, it is a great day when we think about this, that modern medicine developing such high-priced, impossibly impractical cures for things. And here, Dr. Richards showing us these papers, making the announcement that these pictures graphically show that stem cells are surviving in the back of the eye, the tissues, that so we can actually see this going on. And, of course, this has been done now in some animal experiments. And some of this is beyond even contemplation that this anything like this would occur. Let me explain that the Longevinix capsule is inhibiting new blood vessel formation at the back of the eye. But it does the exact opposite thing in a damaged heart. You see, the heart, it needs circulation. It needs more blood vessels. It needs to send new blood vessels out to where scar tissue is so that it'll heal and regenerate. And that's exactly what resveratrol, this red wine molecule, is a key part of this. Resveratrol, a red wine molecule, is causing new blood vessels, capillaries, to bud out and form new small blood vessels in a damaged heart so that the circulation is maintained and the repair is facilitated, while at the same time, it's inhibiting new blood vessels that destroy your sight at the back of the eye. So it sounds almost magical. It sounds unbelievable, and, of course, all this for a few pennies a day. And it's possible to do this. Of course, it's a very exciting moment in medicine, but you're not hearing it from the Wall Street Journal. You're not hearing it from the New York Times. You're hearing it on Radio Liberty. And, of course, you can go to a website, read the whole story for yourself, resveratrolnews.com. I happen to write in the editor for that website. Resveratrol, R-E-S-V-E-R-A. T-R-O-L, resveratrol, is a red wine molecule. We write about it. We can't write about all this in a commercial manner because the Food and Drug Administration says that products like Longevinix cannot claim they prevent, cure, or treat any disease. But we can tell you that Longevinix capsule is regenerating natural stem cells in the body and facilitating healing in an unprecedented manner, and that this promise of this, of course, is modern medicine's not ready for it. And unless you fit in to the scheme of all the things on Wall Street, whatever you just discovered doesn't exist. It never happened. And they're going to deny it. And of course, the Longevinix capsule's gone through quite a bit of scientific turmoil. A lead researcher who was helping show that Longevinix does what it does was dismissed for scientific fraud that he never conducted. And so we see this kind of thing. They're trying to manipulate the science, and of course they're trying to take that researcher's papers and literally burn them, expunge them from the scientific record so that it can't be shown that Longevinix and resveratrol are God-given natural molecules that are making all of this possible. And, of course, we have so many wonderful stories here. I have the story tonight of a man who is
hold
a lawyer.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this evening, Bill Sardi. And basically, Bill was simply talking about a scientist who'd done some fundamental work on this and really come up with some amazing qualities and things that certainly the resveratrol and Lonzevenix would do. And he has been viciously attacked by other scientists who've accused him of scientific fraud, and nothing could be further from the truth. But there is an organized effort to keep this from being widely used or widely recognized. Now, basically one of the largest pharmaceutical concerns in the United States, GlaxoSmithKline, had paid $720 million. Let me repeat that, $720 million to buy the rights to a resveratrol product that was being developed at Harvard University. $720 million to get the work that had been done by one of the scientists there at Harvard. They worked on it for 6 months, a little over 6 months, maybe a little longer, and said, it doesn't work and we're not going to do any more work with it. Why would anybody invest $720 million in scientific work on a miraculous product and then say, oh, shucks, it doesn't work? Well, of course, it didn't work because they were using massive doses of it, which are toxic, and they certainly should have known that. Was this simply a terrible mistake, a $720 million mistake? Or was this money well spent because they did not want the information out? Certainly, this doctor that Bill was just talking about, and you can get this information at his website, and Bill writes a website on resveratrol, the resveratrol website. You can find it on the internet. And all these stories are there. Of course, I look over Bill's shoulder. I've been watching this whole story unfold for 8 years. Certainly going right along with all the things that have happened and trying to get the information out to our listeners. But all sorts of exciting things have happened. Certainly, wet macular degeneration leaves something like 30,000 Americans blind every year. And yet this will reverse the process in the vast majority, at least in one study. 16 of 17 regained their sight. Is that correct, Bill?
That's correct. First 17 patients put on this pill, 16 of them, had improved vision. So, and of course, we're trying to petition the FDA to move ahead into a human study because we can't proceed ahead. They want us to file a new drug application, take 2 years, spend $4 million, and in that time, 60,000 more people will have gone permanently blind. So we're petitioning the FDA to move not to live up to the requirement to have to file a new drug application, to proceed ahead without it as long as we can show that the pill is safe. It has a record of 8 years of safe use without serious side effects. It's not completely without side effects. People will say it bothered their stomach or they got a little skin rash or something. But by and large, it's a safe pill to take. And what we're showing is toxicity tests have been done and so on. And in a very unusual manner, the pill that we formulated, Lonzevenix, exhibits no toxicity, that is, ability, what we call cytotoxicity. It doesn't kill any healthy cells in the body at any dose, whereas plain resveratrol, if you get a megadose of it, it does kill off cells. Now, that could be an advantage if you're trying to kill cancer cells and so on, but you need to be careful about what you're doing when you're using high doses of resveratrol. What happened is that you mentioned GlaxoSmithKline. They bought that one drug company that was a resveratrol pill and then used a 5,000 milligram dose of resveratrol, a giant overdose, among patients who had multiple myeloma. It's a terminal form of bone marrow cancer. And then it induced kidney failure, and then they said the molecule's toxic, and they walked away from it and swept it under the rug and said they were going to do no more research and development.
Why would anybody put out $720 million for a toxic molecule? Either they're the stupidest people in the world, or this is a diabolical effort to suppress the utilization of this miracle molecule.
And of course, for everyone listening, resveratrol by itself, and Lonzevenix more so, it seems like in most of the studies, Lonzevenix works about twice as well as plain resveratrol. but we're being intellectually honest here and telling everyone plain resveratrol does this too. And the idea is that instead of a different pill for every disease, there's one pill for every disease. And so what resveratrol is it is an antibiotic. It kills bacteria and funguses and viruses. It is an antidepressant. It is an anti-cholesterol pill, an anti-brain plaque, anti-inflammatory. How many pills would that one pill replace? Of course, modern medicine doesn't want us to find that out.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Bill Sardi. This is an amazing story. It's a story of a pill called Lon7X, which Bill produces. But I've been taking, and this would be, I know a number of our listeners take it as well. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Bill, you go right ahead.
Well, certainly the miracle of this resveratrol pill and the particular one we're involved with, called Lon7X, has given us a front seat so we could tell your audience this whole story and tell them how certain people have had their lives changed by this discovery, and people come to our attention and tell us what has happened to them. And what's really going on in modern medicine now is that our pill seems to be working for this wet macular degeneration problem, and the doctors are in denial, and actually they're injecting a medicine into the eye, and sometimes it doesn't work. It's a wonderful medicine, but it doesn't work all the time, and it requires a needle be stuck right into the white of the eye about every 4 to 6 weeks. And it's very expensive. It costs a couple $1,000s an injection. They're billing Medicare, I think, about $1,600 all totaled, and then there's money out of the patient's pocket for the rest of it. And, of course, that's leading into billions of dollars of expenses. So a pill like Lon7X, which works far better than plain resveratrol at certainly rescuing these patients, would only cost a few pennies a day. In a whole year, only a couple $300, and one of their injections costs $1,600. And, of course, you can understand they're making billions of dollars injecting medicine that doesn't work all the time. And about a third of the patients see better with the injected medicine, but it looks like about two-thirds of the patients would see better with the Lon7X capsule. So, yet the doctor's confronted with someone who starts taking the pill, and what he says when he sees the patient is, oh, my medicine finally kicked in, and he jabs the patient with a needle again and bills Medicare. And this is what's going on. The doctors are in denial. Why that's just a Ouija board pill. Why that couldn't be doing anything. It's my medicine. And as long as whatever is, of course, they can bill insurance for is what doctors are interested in today. And this isn't true of all of our doctors, but we see it here, and finally it's revealed. The KLAS television, CBS TV station in Las Vegas.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Bill is simply pointing out that this is truly amazing, the fact that so many of the people who had had the wet macular degeneration, who had failed repeated injections and thrived, these are people who were going blind because there was nothing else to do for them, and 16 or 17 out of 17 regained all or most of their sight. Bill, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to the resveratrol website, how they can get to your website and find out more about the product.
Learn about resveratrol. It's a wonderful God-given molecule. You can go to resveratrolnews.com, R-E-S-V-E-R-A-T-R-O-L, resveratrolnews.com. And, of course, if you want to learn about the product, It's like the word longevity, Longevinex, L-O-N-G-E-V-I-N-E-X, Longevinex.com is, of course, the site for the product we make. And of course, we're just trying to educate you in a general way. We're not trying to make this a commercial tonight. It's just that I have a front seat to this very big story of how modern medicine is spurning and ignoring a wonderful development, and it's because it cuts them out of the pie. Here's a man writing to me. He's an accomplished attorney, and he was had a little spot in his vision. The dark spot didn't clear up after a few days, and he called an eye doctor friend, and he went in to see the doctor, and they did a few scans and things, and he says, well, you're going blind. There's nothing you can do about it. Prepare for the worst. You've got wet macular degeneration and at a fairly young age, but it's not unheard of, the doctor said, which means that you'll have more years of suffering than the average victim of the disease. Can you imagine this doctor's bedside manner? I'm afraid the best that we'll be able to do is only delay the inevitable. Well, this man thought, well, I'm going to not be able to be an attorney any longer. My life is finished as I know it. And he went in to see, finally, a retina specialist who injected some medicine in his eye, $1,000 charge. And it wasn't working. And his vision would come and go, and the medicine didn't seem to be working as well as it should. He learned about Longevinex and thought, well, this all must be hype. But what hope do I have? What other choice do I have? And so he decided to get it. He said, 2 months ago, when I went in for my next injection after starting Longevinex, my retinologist shook his head and said, sir, I'm not sure how to say this, but I've never said it to a patient before, but it appears that you're cured. Your eye is better, completely better. Why, this is a 1 in 100,000 case. Check back with me in a couple of months, and we'll see where we are. He said last week he saw him. There was no change. Nothing got worse. And, of course, Ed, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Well, his vision is 20/20, and this is the miracle that has happened to this man. And so many others, it's brought many people to tears as they've realized they thought they were going to lose their sight. This happened to Melissa in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. She brought her husband in. He was losing his sight. They found out about the Longevinex. They thought the husband was doomed. She reported that immediate improvement, the throbbing in his eyes vanished, the night vision dramatically improved, could see things on the roadside again. Reflectors on the side of the road were being seen for the first time. Dry eye symptoms vanished. The panic over losing their sight was gone. Even the fluid pressure in the eye normalized. This has given me hope when nothing else did. She said, we were driven to tears over this. Well, of course someone would be. And these stories continue. But I'm going to tell you that this whole story was told by KLAS television in Las Vegas by George, CBS reporter there. He bought an Emmy winner. Run over and over again in the Las Vegas market. Over 2,000 people in the greater Las Vegas area responded, but not one eye doctor called to learn anything about it. Their patients who fail their medicine are just going blind, and they're not interested. If the patients want to go and find out about it themselves, but we're going to have to move on our own if we want to find answers like this. Modern medicine isn't going to bring them to us. And as I've said, unfortunately, modern medicine's become like a medical mafia. Either cut us in or we're not going to protect you. So it's protection money. And this is the way it is. There's no ethics left in the profession anymore. It's whatever is expedient and whatever you can bill the insurance plan. So the patients are having to run for this on their own. And one of the bigger problems we have is there's so many people who've never had the gumption to make a healthcare decision on their own. And they're going to lose their sight. And they're learning now how selfish modern medicine has become, because they'd love to listen to the doctor, but But they know they're getting this needle in the eye all the time, not something they like, and they don't even need the needle, and they may be able. Now, all this is somewhat unproven because the FDA says we need to conduct a broader study, and we agree. We can't proceed without the FDA, of course, pushing aside their regulations. Regulations are meant to be broken if it's in the greater good, public good. So we have petitioned the FDA. And what the FDA wants us to do is to compare our pill against an inactive placebo pill. Well, a little sugar pill. Well, of course, if we do that, the people that get the placebo pill don't know they're getting it and will certainly go blind. So we've appealed to them and said that that bar is too low to jump over. It's unethical to do that, and we want to compare our pill against the current medicines that are being used. And so here we are fighting an agency to jump over a higher bar and to try to be able to do this in an expedient manner so 60,000 more people don't go blind. To make matters worse, the discovery of what Longevinix is doing now today in people's eyes was discovered 5 years ago. By ophthalmologists who hid the whole, they sent us all the evidence, then backed away. Mum was the word. They would say nothing about it. And 150,000 Americans went permanently blind, entered the rolls of the registered blind, and when they could have had a chance at taking Longevinix and keeping their vision. So it took 5 years later for Dr. Stuart Richer at the Veterans Hospital in North Chicago. He's a doctor. He's, of course, on salary. He doesn't make a fee for service, make more money for everything he does. There's not a profit motive there like there is so much of the rest of medicine. And, of course, he took up the ball because of the helpless veterans and decided to study whether there was something for them when there was no hope for them. And, of course, he's the one reporting. And, of course, what kind of response is he getting? He has written a paper about the first 17 cases getting the Longevinix pill, and the 16 out of the 17 having improved. Get the paper published. He's submitted it to 4 different journals. No one will publish it. He's being shunned by the medical profession himself, and you see the stonewalling going on as we see a great miracle occurring. People being able to see. It sounds very biblical, and it's a epic proportions and the way we think about it. But here is modern medicine at the same time dragging its feet, doing what it does so well, ignoring it all, while people have to decide on their own if they want to opt for it.
You know, basically, what about dry macular degeneration? Does this help the dry macular degeneration as well?
Well, of course, the stem cell discovery that Dr. Richards reporting was done in a patient with dry macular degeneration. We just don't have the numbers. We sponsored a study of 50 patients with dry macular degeneration. I don't have the data yet. It does look fairly encouraging, and I do know that some people got their vision improved. And, of course, the people with the dry, it progresses into this wet disease. What we mean by dry, from leaking in the eye. There's no wet. In the wet form, there is swelling of fluid in the back of the eye and then an invasion of new blood vessels called angiogenesis or neovascularization. So what this Longevinix pill is doing is work 6 times better than a plain resveratrol pill to inhibit those new blood vessels. And by the way, how do we know that? The National Institutes of Health did its own study and reported this in a journal. They know about it, but, of course, nobody's recognizing it. So they're all looking the other way, and here we've caught medicine at its own game. Now, I should say if we tried to do this in the heart, we would need about 50,000 patients for 5 years, $50 million to study if a pill like Longevinix would help avert mortal heart attacks, as it did in the animal lab. In the animal lab, they would induce a heart attack, and the patients would die when it should have been a mortal event. And they did that with Longevinix, and it worked even far better. And yet, if we were to do that in humans, we couldn't obviously ethically have half of them die and half of them, you know, we can't do that. So it would take 5 years. In a 5-year period, maybe 3 people out of 1,000 would have a heart attack. So then we would see some numbers of people, and maybe one of those 3 would still be alive, and then we would say whatever pill was developed was effective against mortal heart attacks. Well, we don't have anything today that prevents mortal heart attacks. I don't know whether your audience knows this or not, but the baby aspirins that you're taking simply do not prevent mortal heart attacks. They slightly prevent non-mortal heart attacks. The statin cholesterol drugs were never alleged to have prevented mortal heart attacks, regardless of what your cardiologist may have told you. They prevent non-mortal heart attacks. We don't have anything. And, of course, quite a few 100,000 Americans die of a sudden death heart attack every year. And yet we have this resveratrol pill, at least in animals, it spared them the heart from dying. We can't ethically repeat the same experiment. It would take $50 million to find this out in 5 years. And so many people, of course, won't even be here that will have had the mortal heart attack. So we couldn't have caught modern medicine at its game in cardiology because we can't demonstrate that as easily. But here in the eye, we can take pictures in the back of the eye. We can show this. But the patients don't need an X-ray or a digital picture in the back of the eye. They can see what's happening with their own eyes and their own vision. And they know they're getting their vision back. And, of course, they're the ones who are leading the charge here. And we finally caught modern medicine at its game of course, throwing these natural remedies under the bus and ignoring them and going on and billing Medicare for anything that's profitable rather than what's beneficial.
Well, Bill, do you have a telephone number you want to put out or a website? Or...
Well, certainly for people, if you know people that have this, you know, we cannot claim that Longevinix cures, prevents, or treats a disease. But if you want to know about Longevinix, 866-405-4000 is the telephone number.
Repeat that one more time, please.
866-405-4000.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been looking over Bill's shoulder ever since he started this. I've been taking this for 8 years, and it's just my wife. Bill, one of the most fascinating things is certainly what has been found in animals. This does to the genes. Now, basically, we have a certain number of genes in our body. They direct everything going on physiologically, and they're like a switch. You turn them on or you turn them off. And if you turn them on, they produce molecules, and those molecules can be hormones or enzymes or all these various things. But what have they found about Lon7X as far as its effect on the genes of the body compared with, say, just straight resveratrol or some of the other products?
Well, the Darwinian biologists never wanted us to know that genes actually can be turned on and off. They were talking about the structure of a gene and that if it could become mutated. And if the gene was mutated, they were trying to tell us mutation is something negative, but if there were enough mutations over many millions of years, that then living organisms could actually progress and become higher forms of life and eventually become human. And this was the explanation of Darwinian biology. And yet, all along, something called epigenetics, the ability of genes to make proteins, if they make proteins, they're switched on, called gene expression. If they're turned off, then that's called gene silencing. And so they did a study at the University of Wisconsin. They took mice. They restricted the amount of food they gave them, and they cut the calories in half, which doubles the lifespan of a mouse. And that activated 198 genes. And then they gave them a resveratrol pill on a standard diet, and that activated 225 longevity genes. But when they gave them Longevinix, it activated 1,711 longevity genes. It activated almost 80% of known longevity genes in the same direction of a calorie-restricted diet. And yet the researchers who did that study refused to report on it. They did publish it, but they went before the 60 Minutes television cameras 2 years ago. The story was all about red wine pills, and they failed to make mention that Longevinix was a pill that was far better than a plain resveratrol pill, and it activated, of course, 7 times more genes than a plain resveratrol pill. So, again, we've been fighting a very difficult battle trying to tell our story, and of course, it's been an uphill battle. And we're still fighting even to be a profitable company as we're trying to help, of course, the many senior citizens trying to hold on to their sight that they have, and they're having to do it in spite of the medical profession. So you can see what's going on here in America. In a way, you might be dismayed by hearing some of this, but the good news is there's a way out. And for all of you who want to learn more about resveratrol pills, they're widely available in stores. There's now 432 different brands of resveratrol pills available. A study was just done in a published journal. Out of 14 brands of resveratrol pills, only three of them were found to be biologically active. So we warn you, the ones in the stores, not likely to work, and not likely to work like Longevinix, as we've demonstrated in both animal and human studies now. And there's certain little trade secrets in the way the product's made. But you can learn all about that and go to the Longevinix website if you'd like and learn more about resveratrol pills at resveratrolnews.com. And I should say that, you know, the resveratrol comes from the grape, of course, which we see in a highly concentrated form in wine. Even Jesus, the wine he drank, had 25 times more of this resveratrol molecule than wine today because it was unfiltered wine. It had more wine solid. So that's the Bible, the wine that Moses would have drank, and in that era, the biblical wine would have been very medicinal at the time and would have had more of that marvelous molecule in it. So it's just a very interesting story. It's historical, and of course, it's certainly practical and affordable today.
Hold the thought. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, Bill, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. You go right ahead.
Well, I'm just hoping the audience catches that we're trying to look, the way they make decisions about things like resveratrol pills is usually with their pocketbook. So find a resveratrol pill that's affordable to you and hope that you get one that works. And, of course, we've been happy to be able to come here because we can't go to the news media. They're ignoring a discovery, and we should be in the New York Times and Wall Street Journal, but you're not hearing about it there. So we do thank Radio Liberty. We support Radio Liberty. We hope you do, too, and that's the only way you're learning about this. And you may think, well, it's because we know Dr. Stan that this story comes on the air. It should be the other way around. It should be that the world news media pays attention, but they're not. And that is a story in itself. And so we just hope that for all of you listening, that if you have loved ones and they're suffering as they get along in their age, for hearts that are damaged, for eyes that need regenerated, for other tissues and organs in the body, this is a wonderful discovery. It's a God-given molecule, and it costs pennies a day, and we hope more people find out about resveratrol pills. And, of course, we might be lucky enough to convince you that the Longevinix capsule might be one that you want to try. But the bigger story is that modern medicine is dragging its feet on this. We want you and your family all to learn about it, and, of course, we've given you the resources where to find out more.
Well, Bill, I really appreciate it. I think it's an exciting product. Certainly, I've enjoyed certainly looking over your shoulder over this last almost 8 years now and seeing as this whole story has unfolded. It's certainly one of the most fascinating stories, you know. In fact, someday maybe we can write a book about it. That certainly all the things that have been done to discourage the utilization of a product which has had such dramatic effect. And it's not simply, we know certainly, at least as far as the mice are concerned, the dramatic difference in the genetic response.
Dr. Stan, we all hear about some guy who developed some carburetor and then he sold it to a big auto company, and then we never heard about it again, you know, where your car would get 100 miles to a gallon. Well, here's the similar story again. They're just throwing it under the rug, and you get to see it all and hear it just as it's developing and occurring. And I hope you understand that we can have patient-driven medicine, and if you'll get ahead of the game, then the doctors will have to change what they're doing. So we need the patients to lead the way, and we're just trying to give you the information to make your own decision. and make them in, of course, the best health for you and your family.
Good night. God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Bill does help Radio Liberty, but I really believe in this product, certainly. Certainly, I've been with Bill looking over his shoulder, and when SmithKline and French GlaxoSmithKline puts out $720 million for a product that they very, very shortly or after simply say, oh, shucks, it doesn't work. Too bad about that $720 million. And then, of course, when we see time and again when people who have made these miraculous results and seen these miraculous results, and then when they either write articles or they go to meetings, they won't talk about it. You know pressure is being put on. I hate to sound like I believe in a conspiracy, but I do believe that there's a conspiracy against the health of the American people. As you notice, I pointed out time again how they're poisoning the water and they're poisoning the air and they're poisoning our children and few people care. They're poisoning the forests and poisoning the trees. They even use insecticides that poison the bees. And certainly this is not imaginary, it's real. And well, we hope maybe you'll certainly want to get the material on Lon7X. We think it. We've been taking it for a long period of time. And I know certainly what a lot of these studies are. I've read them. And this really is a true story. Certainly, resveratrol by itself will alter about 220 genes. And Lon7X will alter 1,711. 1711. Amazing material. So basically, our telephone number, if you'd like to know more about health, we've got a lot of things by Dr. Blaylock. We've got a four CD set of his. We pretty should put together a set of CDs on resveratrol. We haven't done it. We've got so many things we should do, and there just aren't enough hours in the day. We recommend certainly Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And then, of course, his four-tape set, Life-Saving Secrets, or a four-CD set. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We got a great four-CD set or four-tape set on magnesium. I think it's a four-CD set on magnesium. You need magnesium. We've got a four-CD or tape set on iodorol, on iodine, a supplement. You need that. Most people are iodine deficient. And certainly as you listen to our programs, we try to point out the things that you need to improve your own health. And actually, we have a list of the health products we carry, most of them which we utilize ourselves. If you'd like to get the list of the various health products we have at Radio Liberty, the Alibiotic, which is a combination of oil of oregano, certainly the garlic, and certainly oil of elderberry, and a couple of other things, it boosts your immune system. It's what you should be taking, certainly as we move into the flu season. Vitamin D3. Most people take vitamin D, but not anywhere near enough. You need at least 5,000 units a day. In fact, when I was in practice, we used to use up to 50,000 units a couple of times a week. 5,000 units a day, but when I start to come down with the flu, I usually will take two alibiotic and one vitamin D3 every 4 hours till the symptoms begin to go away, and then I keep on taking it for a while, for a day or so, and I haven't lost one day behind this microphone because of flu or other that type of illness. Going back to 1993 when we began, I did take off a little while when I had my heart surgery, but a week after I'd had major heart surgery with valve replacement and certainly a bypass, I was back here behind the screen doing at least 1 or 2 hours a day within a week. But ladies and gentlemen, I feel that I'm remarkably healthy for my age. I'll be 84 next month. And certainly, I at least attribute part of that to taking Lon7X. I've been taking it ever since Bill first put it on the market. Bill's a personal friend. I like him. But I think he's got a wonderful, wonderful story. Our number here, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders, our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're bringing you things that the other side doesn't want you to hear. And not only that, of course, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday. You're in the right place. It is the 8th of January, 2013. Thank you so very much for taking time out of your schedule to listen to the Power Hour, or in addition to what all you multitaskers are doing out there. Thank you very, very much for joining us today. In the second hour, we're going to be talking to Congressman Walter Jones. I'm going to ask him some questions that I think we've always wanted to ask a U.S. representative. Plus, he is one of the few people that has uttered the word impeachment. I could not be happier. So we're going to talk to Walter Jones, and I know Phil Restino was quite involved in our being able to get him on the program. He's introduced a resolution declaring that should the president use offensive military force, and we'll have to ask him what his definition of offensive military force is, without authorization of an act of Congress, it is the sense of Congress that such an act would be an impeachable high crime and misdemeanor. So we need to talk to him what the difference is between Syria, which this is directed toward, and Libya.